There's a number of highlights. We're terming this year as the Nation of Firsts. So we have, obviously, Thurgood Marshall, who has just unveiled, the first African-American on the Supreme Court. We also have the first powered flight, 100th anniversary, Louisiana Purchase, and there's a number of other historic ones. But some of the other ones are Cesar Chavez, who I think will be very popular. American filmmaking behind the scenes is one of my personal favorites. It's 10 stamps honoring the different crafts that work on stamps on film. You have directors, costume people such as Edith Head. You have editors, sound people, music people, makeup. And it's a very exciting looking stamp pane because it was designed by Kyle Cooper of Imaginary Forces from Los Angeles, who also designs movie titles. And he also did the entire look of the Academy Awards ceremony this year.
Now, those filmmaking stamps, they're going to get some use right away, and a special use.
Exactly. We just worked with the Motion Picture Academy, and on February 25th, when we they will be sending out their final ballots for the Oscar nominees. They've chosen that day with the Postal Service to issue the stamps. So the stamps will be affixed to the envelopes to all 4,500 Academy members for their ballots, and then they'll be canceled first day of issue. So the envelopes themselves will become collector's items for the Academy members, but also we'll have the first day ceremony at the Motion Picture Academy on that day, so we'll get a big media hit from the Los Angeles area.
Now, you've mentioned that Audrey Hepburn was difficult and is difficult. You were still working on it to get a design for her. Why?
Well, she has such a unique face, and also she is so well known that everybody recognizes her instantly. So when you're doing that painting, if you make subtle variations within the eyes or the mouth or the actual shape of her face, those small changes actually are magnified for some reason. We're not sure why that is with Audrey Hepburn, but we have found that she was more difficult to paint than we originally thought. We assumed it would be a very simple process because everybody knows Audrey Hepburn, which they do. But because of that, we have to be very careful in getting the exact shape of everything. So,
how does the family feel about a stamp for her?
They're very excited about it. We've been working with them for a number of months now, and they have signed in principle the agreement, and now it's a matter of when we get the final art, we will show it to the estate holders, and they will approve it, we hope, and I assume they will, because we think it's a beautiful portrait based on a photo taken from Sabrina, one of the early films.
But they haven't always been pleased with all stamps for her.
No, there was a problem. I understand they were not as pleased with one of the Foreign Postal Administration stamps, I think that was issued last year, and they've gone public saying that they weren't too pleased with it. So that has made us very cautious on how we approach our design to make sure that it will pass muster with them.
What's your personal favorite?
Filmmaking. I am a film buff from a small age, and I think that to me is one of the most exciting things because it does honor a lot of the crafts. I've always felt that the craft such as editing has always been given short shrift, even at the Oscars, because without good editing you could have a lousy movie. So, and with all the other crafts as well, so all combined, that's what makes movies, not just the actors. So this is paying homage to the people that really deserve it.